The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as I guide you through some of the conflicting and often confusing information to assist you in achieving your own optimal health and wellness. You can count on each and every Wednesday that I will be here. So if you tune in to hear info that will transform your life with some of the most gifted healthcare professionals, authors, and chefs to provide you with some simple solutions for your own health. And today we are going to be answering questions on a topic that is on the minds of most of my listening audience today, food allergies. In fact, earlier today, Dr. Pat had a guest that did a whole hour live show talking about natural allergy relief. Katiana, it was giving some hints, so it seems like today is the food is the allergy topic. So that might be actually because the latest statistics show that more than 15 million adults and 3 million children in the U.S. alone have at least one food allergy. That's a lot of folks. And so if you're one of them or you know somebody who has a food allergy, this is the hour for you. Because today I'm going to share some information that will help you understand how even a low-level food allergy might be dramatically affecting your health. And I'll also be taking your questions as we kind of unravel the connections between food allergies and maybe you have migraine headaches or heart arrhythmia or high cholesterol or varicose veins or insomnia or an autoimmune disease or a few extra pounds or some aches and pains or arthritis, you name it. It could have a connection to a food allergy. So here we go with an hour of simple facts about food allergies and your health. So if you're like thousands of others who've been wondering why there seems to be so many more food allergies today than there were 20 or 30 or even 50 years ago, trust me, this is one of the most frequently asked questions I ever get. And my answer is that there are basically two or three reasons for it. And so I'd like to share with you today what I consider to be the basic causes behind food allergies, and then we'll start to make the connections between those underlying causes of the food allergies, why you have a food allergy or why you potentially have a food allergy, and how that could be fueling the other health issues that you're experiencing. So, I'm not sure why this is what I consider to be such a foundational topic about food allergies, and I'm not sure why more healthcare professionals don't really talk about it this way. But I want to give you some of the basics that I learned in my biological medicine training, which really turned on all the light bulbs in my brain when I heard this and made so much sense. So I'm going to take you back to pre-World War II. Before World War II, and actually even a little earlier than that, babies were born just like they are now. And for the vast majority of these babies, their food was breast milk, period. There wasn't anything else. It was just breast milk. This was absolutely perfect because that is the food that babies were intended to eat until they had enough teeth to chew and until their digestive system was completely intact. So between the ages of birth and 12 to 18 months, breast milk was the only food that babies got, and it was the ideal food for them. In fact, babies were specifically designed to only have breast milk or mother's milk for that 12 to 18 months. And this is kind of why. It's that their intestinal tract has was designed to only be able to handle certain proteins. And in order for a baby to do what it's supposed to do, which is to triple its birth weight in the first year of life, what needed to happen is that there needed to be a way for the proteins and the nutrients in the food that they were ingesting in the form of breast milk to get out into their tissues as fast as possible, so that they would have as much fuel as possible so that their bodies could grow. So like I said, they're supposed to triple their birth weight in the first year of life. So that's a lot of growing for a baby to do. And so this is how it's set up. So I want you to picture a quarter and a dime. So here, and I'll get to that in a second, but if you just kind of keep those in mind, the size of a quarter and the size of a dime. So even though this is an exaggeration, of course, in terms of scale, a baby's intestinal tract was made to have big holes in it that are like the size of a quarter. And the proteins in mother's breast milk were exactly the same size as that. So they didn't go through. They just sat there and were easy for the body to assimilate. And so this set up this great situation where all the nutrients, all the proteins were staying inside the intestinal tract, but the nutrients were able to be absorbed by the bloodstream and by the lymphatic system, and everything was great, right? So this is perfect. Now, along comes a situation where we start having a big change in what we're feeding babies. And so even though there was some bottle feeding before World War II, after World War II, it became really more prevalent to start feeding babies with a bottle. And, regular breastfeeding seemed to be kind of shunned and pushed aside as not the modern and very sanitized way to feed a baby. So as this modern way of life began to unfold, what happened was that more and more moms were feeding more and more of their babies formula, or at first just actually cow's milk. So they were just put some cow's milk in a bottle and give it to a baby. And they noticed, doctors were noticing that there were some problems with that. In fact, a lot of babies with that kind of a diet were developing scurvy and rickets because they didn't have enough nutrients. So they started adding things to the milk to change it, to give the babies a little more nutrition. So they would put things like cod liver oil and even orange juice and some crazy things in the formula to try to make it more palatable, because these babies were having a lot of what was called colic. They were having gas and bloating because they couldn't really digest the food very well. But here was the bigger problem. Remember I told you to picture a quarter and a dime, and that we're equating the holes in the intestinal tract of an infant to be about the size of a quarter, and mother's breast milk, the proteins in that were about the same size as a quarter. But here comes some cow's milk, and the proteins in cow's milk are significantly different. They're much smaller. They're more like the size of a dime. So they could actually shoot right through that intestinal tract and out into parts of the body where it didn't belong. And as soon as that happened, the body did this great thing. The immune system went into action, and it sent all kinds of fighters to surround that foreign protein and get rid of it. And so as this went on, the body would build up antibodies. to destroy those proteins. And when the antibodies would come in, it would produce a lot of histamine and get this big inflammatory reaction. And so that would actually set up this long-standing underlying problem of an allergy to cow's milk. Now, in 1951, what happened that really created a big buzz about formula was that the company Johnson & Johnson, which is actually called Merck, I think it was Merck Johnson back then, created the first reformulated concentrated formula. And some of you might actually remember this. I remember this, the name of this formula. It was actually called Similac, or actually this one was called SMA. That stands for Simulated Milk Adapted. Oh, that was the previous one. And then in 1951, they did Similac, which is the acronym for similar to lactation. And then in 1959, Infamil was produced. And so the rise in those formulas really started spurring on more and more people giving their babies formulas. And in fact, it was kind of a marketing ploy, a big marketing strategy by these companies to provide hospitals with formula that they could take home, they could send home with the babies. And this began such a big rise in modern parenting that we started to see a huge rise, and by the early 1970s, more than 75% of all American babies were fed baby formula. And I find that really shocking, 75% of babies in the early 70s. This shocking statistic might also help you understand the problem. So by the 70s, we now have, in many cases, two full generations of babies that have been fed something that they're allergic to. And the way that we know that they're having some allergic reactions is that we begin to see these hyper sensitivities that people were not at the time linking to milk allergies, but babies would have things like diarrhea, constipation, a lot of gas and bloating, skin rashes, eczema, something called cradle cap, which is kind of an eczema on the top of the head. They were having a hard time sleeping, and it was because the poor things had stomach ache. So as these problems became greater and greater, formulas began to change and change. They kept making adjustments and trying to make the proteins even smaller, which actually ended up making the problems even worse. So, like I said, now we have, by the 70s, all 75% of babies eating formula. And so now, in 2012, we have a full two, and in some cases three generations of people who have been fed nothing but baby formula rather than breast milk as infants. And they've set up this whole cycle of allergies. And when, you know, kind of an interesting thing that happens is that this original food allergy of cow's milk can set up a really destructive cycle in the body. So remember, it started with the immune system being overstimulated because there's these proteins that are getting out into places that are not supposed to be, because they could get through the intestinal wall and out into the what we call interstitial tissue, the stuff outside of the intestinal tract, and then the immune system would attack them with antibodies, and these antibodies create an inflammatory response by something you've heard of before, by a histamine. And that's why people, when they have allergies, take antihistamine, something to knock down that histamine response that creates all this inflammation and discomfort, you know, the watery eyes, the runny nose, the, you know, stomach ache, the whole thing that comes along with the food allergies. And so one of the things that we want to look at is when every time a baby or now a toddler or a child or a teenager or now an adult would consume some of that milk, some milk products, they would have this long-standing low-grade reaction. Because people, doctors used to say that people grow out of their food allergies, so, you know, not to actually worry about it. If you're allergic to milk, if you're having these allergies, you could grow out of it by the time you were four or five. The truth is that we don't really grow out of it. It's just that our body begins to adapt. But in this adaptation, one of the things that happens is that we begin to have these long-standing inflammatory responses in the body that can come out in all kinds of ways. Here's another interesting fact. When the body is in this inflammatory, state of attacking an allergen, one of the things it does is send out a release of cortisol or of adrenaline into the body. And when adrenaline is released into your bloodstream as a way to combat these foreign proteins, so, you know, because your body's thinking that it needs to be on the defensive, it's got a foreign object that's been ingested and it needs to do something to take care of it. So what it does is send out some adrenaline. And when adrenaline is actually present in your bloodstream, here's another thing that happens with food allergies, is that it actually slows down or completely stops your digestion altogether. And without adequate digestion, then we're not going to have adequate nutrients for your body to use. So this kind of sets up a whole bigger issue in that now you've ingested something that you can't digest, something that's really difficult for your body to deal with. You're releasing adrenaline, you're releasing long-term cortisol, which can cause all kinds of hormone disruptions, and you've got this whole allergic response of that's created inflammation from the histamines, and that starts eroding some tissue. So wherever the weakest point in your particular genetic chain is, you're going to start to see some bad results. So one of the things that I want you to remember today is that we're going to be talking about more than just milk, because here are the following foods that are responsible for about 90% of all food-related allergic reactions in the United States. Milk is the first one, wheat is the second, and then soy, corn, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, and shellfish. And while each one of them have their own specific reactions in the body, they all start from this same kind of a situation. And once you develop one, another started. So,
tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health, your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, excuse me, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about a very hot topic on food allergies. And we are exploring just how they all got started. And in just a few minutes, I'll be taking some of your calls and answering some instant feedback questions. So I want to be sure that you have the phone number, because today the fifth listener to call in or send a question through instant feedback will actually win a copy of my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free. So here's the number you're going to need, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Or you can send in your questions or comments through instant feedback. So just before the break, we were talking about the origin of most food allergies and how it got started with cow's milk and why so many people are allergic to it and just how it can kind of set up a whole cycle of allergies. And today we started with milk because it's actually the number one food allergen in the U.S. right now, and you probably now understand why. And most people, as I mentioned before, with food allergies or sensitivities usually don't have just one. In fact, they usually have several. And I mentioned this list earlier, but I think it's worth going through again. The most common food allergens are milk, wheat, soy, corn, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, and shellfish. So before I take my first question, I'd like to take a moment to address the whole wheat and gluten topic. And you know, sensitivity or allergies to the protein gluten probably has the highest awareness of any food allergy today. If you follow my blog, OMG, that's allergyfree.com, for those of you who are not currently followers, today I mentioned the change in our consciousness around wheat and gluten sensitivities. Back in the 90s, when I first started treating my patients that had these allergies, there was virtually no support for it at all. And that's why I actually wrote my very first cookbook, because there were virtually no books and no cookbooks and no gluten-free mixes or grocery store aisles filled with all kinds of options. And the few that did exist tasted a little like cardboard-covered styrofoam. It was really bad back in those days. But with all the media involvement and lots of trial studies, lots of testimonials, and the internet, this particular allergy has risen to a high-level problem in a really short period of time. So now there are all kinds of news segments and entire sections of the supermarket. There are even magazines that are dedicated specifically for gluten allergies, or something like one of my more favorite magazines called Living Without, which is kind of addresses a whole plethora of food allergies. I'm sorry. There are books, and they're so much more specifically aimed right at gluten-free or wheat-free audience. So here's why this problem is so much more prevalent in North America than it is in the rest of the world. In fact, another statistic is that, when I was early treating patients, I found out that about 9 out of the 10 people I tested were allergic or at least sensitive to wheat. And for those of you who've kind of followed me in the past, I grew up on a farm, and wheat was planted and harvested all around me. And so I kind of have a historical perspective on the changes of wheat over the last 50 years, as well as kind of a more scientific approach as a researcher. So I want to start by telling you that when I was growing up, wheat was looked different, and it was entirely different than it is now. And that virtually everything about it has changed, from the farming practices to the levels of hybridization to the content of gluten in it. In the past, and in more ancient civilizations, the whole way that plants would naturally evolve is that over time things would change really slowly, and it would give the human bodies time to adjust by making different digestive enzymes that would break those foods down. So everything took hundreds of years to make a really significant change, and or at least decades. But after World War II, again, here we are with World War II, right? Technology was introduced to farming at a really fast pace, and farmers could replace good farming practices like crop rotation to build the nutrients in the soil with chemical fertilizers, and they could replace common companion planting to reduce the pests. They could stop all of that and just use some pesticides. And as the soil became depleted, the weeds naturally began to thrive. So the next step was, inventing and using a lot of herbicides. And each one of those things left behind their own little chemical signature in the soil, so that as the next year's seeds sprouted up and grew, they were taking up this chemical soup that human digestive systems were not able or designed to be able to assimilate. And if that wasn't bad enough, researchers began to create a super wheat hybrid with a higher gluten content and more disease resistance and higher yields. And each successive generation of that hybridization brought about another change. And these fast evolutionary changes didn't really allow digestive systems the time to produce the proper enzyme alterations to break it down, leaving lots of undigested foreign proteins that could enter into the bloodstream. And so when that happened, again, just like with the milk allergy, the body's natural response is to build up an antibody to that foreign protein, and now voila, you've got a food allergy. Now, out of those 9 out of 10 people that I tested, I found only about 15% were actually totally gluten intolerant. So for many of them, they could just revert back to one of the ancient grain, you know, grains like spelt or kamut, and they were able to break those proteins down. Now, the ancient grains are not kind of big money crops, so they're largely ignored by the big production farms, and they're mostly grown by small organic farmers where the soil's carefully taken care of in order to produce really healthy crops without the addition of a lot of unwanted chemicals. But here's one of the other things that you may or may not know, and that is that that wheat now has somewhere between 10 and 50 times more gluten than it did in the past. So the thing that I want you to understand is that it's this amount of gluten that's actually the problem. And I guess I'm really chatty today because I just realized that it is already time for another break. And so I want to remind you that you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we are talking about one of the hottest topics around, and that's food allergies and the way they affect your health. So we're going to take a really short commercial break here, and so I want to ask you to stay tuned, and when we come back, I'll be answering questions. So get ready to send in your questions, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
You'd love to live in simple gratitude for each moment of your life? When gratitude is integrated in life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you create each day with wonder and passion. Gratitude expressed daily gives us wings to fly towards its highest summits. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the very hot topic of food allergies, and we're exploring just how they all got started. So I'm ready to start taking calls and answering your instant feedback questions. And remember, there's an extra reason to call in or send an instant message today, because the lucky fifth listener to call in or send a message will win a free copy of my book, OMG, That's Allergy Free. So here's the number you're going to need. It's 800-930-2819. Or if you're listening through the internet and you'd rather send it in through instant feedback, over on the right-hand column, you'll see a little box where you can type in your question or comment, and it'll be delivered to me right away. So just before we went to break, we were talking about gluten sensitivities and gluten allergies, and I mentioned the fact that it's the actual change in wheat itself over the last 50 years that's created quite a problem, and that's why we're seeing such a rise in gluten intolerance or gluten sensitivity, gluten allergies, is because when a food changes so rapidly through hybridization, not natural hybridization through cross-pollination or something like that, but when it's genetically done, when it's a situation that's happening in a lab and it's creating these new seeds, these new hybrid seeds, and they're being planted and it just keeps happening faster and faster, our human bodies just don't have the digestive capability to break something down. Generally, that would have happened over decades and centuries to create what we have happened in just a few short years. So now we have our wheat actually contains much higher gluten content. And here's the reason why. Gluten is the protein in wheat that makes baking easy. If you kind of look at it in terms of a construction site, when you're baking, what happens is that these proteins create a scaffolding or a kind of a shell. And in that shell, as the temperature rises and steam's created, it's able to kind of puff up and make things light and airy. And that protein scaffolding supports the airy lightness and causes things to puff up. So as bread went into super production and people started liking soft, squishy white bread, then the natural result of that was that farmers were starting to produce wheat that would actually support the production of that fast-rising, super light, super airy bread. And in order to do that, they needed to have a wheat that had more gluten in it. And so the more gluten there was, the faster it would rise and the loftier and lighter the texture. And so that's how we get that white bread is, that's on most grocery store shelves. That's how it came to be. And it requires a much higher gluten content. So that sticky, elastic gluten, when not broken down, will actually start to coat the inside of your intestinal tract and create a big problem. So I'm now getting this question, and the question is that the reason that we, I'm kind of trying to understand this question, is the increase in gluten the reason that we're seeing so much more gluten intolerance? Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. So the more gluten that's present in a grain of wheat that goes to produce flour, that goes to produce the bread or, you know, whatever we're eating, the higher the gluten content, the more difficult it is for the body to deal with. And so then it's, like I said, it starts to coat the intestinal tract. We start getting these situations where we're not really being able to assimilate a lot of other things. And so we start this whole autoimmune cycle. And that's really one of the ways that celiac disease comes into play, is that it's an autoimmune response to all these undigested, unbroken down protein molecules from the wheat gluten that have gotten outside the intestinal tract, and the body's built up antibodies and created an allergy to them. Now, I have another question about corn. So here is the lowdown on corn. So I want to give you some more statistics. I know this is sort of a statistic-laden show today, but currently up to about 85% of U.S. corn is genetically engineered, which means that it has had some kind of other protein injected into it, as well as things like other chemicals like Roundup and some of those kinds of things are actually injected in. They're spliced in to the genetic code of the corn so that they become resistant to certain pests, and they even have one that's called Roundup Ready. So by injecting the Roundup inside, it's not affected by the Roundup that's sprayed on the weeds in the fields. So you're actually now able to hear, I mean, you're actually able to see that these other proteins are probably the reason behind the corn allergies as well, these genetically engineered products that I like to call Frankenfoods. But here are some of the other reasons that we could be allergic to some other things. For instance, 91% of soybeans and 88% of the cotton crops are also genetically engineered. And for those of you who don't know it, pretty much everything on the shelves from sodas to crackers are made out of one of those, either from corn, corn syrup, or from cotton seed oil, or as a soy product. So you can see that this is, you know, really a rising issue, and it's one of the reasons that we're seeing more and more allergies to those things as well. So we started with milk and we went on to wheat, and now we're talking about these other common allergies of soy and corn, and those are actually really problematic as well. So it's really all about our farming practices. This is one of the big things that's behind these food allergies. So when we're feeding babies too soon, and then we start giving them foods that are difficult for them to digest as a part of their daily diet, then we start to see the rapid rise of food allergies. And if you didn't notice the food allergy as a child, it begins to creep up on you, because these things start building and building and building until they create a huge problem that comes out as something like a heart attack or a stroke or some other unfortunate health event. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and today we're talking about the super hot topic of food allergies and their effect on your health. And now we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'll answer a few more of your questions, and so stay tuned. I'll be right back.
9 each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we've been talking about the very hot topic of food allergies, and we've been exploring how they all got started. And I'm continuing to get some instant feedback call questions, and I'd like to have your calls. So remember, the phone number is 800-930-2819 if you've got a question you'd like to have answered. Now, before the break, we were talking about how food allergies got started. We explored milk and milk allergies and gluten allergies, and talked a little bit about genetically modified foods and how they can be part of this whole chain of allergens. But I want you to remember this, that even a low-level food allergy can cause a whole host of health issues. So if you suspect that some of your health issues might be related to a food allergy, here is a very safe, very cost-effective way for you to do your own allergy elimination exploration diet. Now, it is going to take a little careful planning and a little time, but it can be totally worth it. Even if you've never been diagnosed with a food allergy, and you might have even had those little tests where they inject little bits, the pinprick tests up your arm, and they didn't come back with a satisfactory answer. There are some other genetic tests that you can take specifically for food allergies like gluten, but here is the easiest, most cost-effective way to do it, and that is to completely avoid that suspected allergen. So let's just start with milk. So you would have to avoid it completely, because even one molecule can start the downward spiral, and you'll be surprised at how many of the things that you eat or drink every day have hidden ingredients in them, like milk or milk products, casein. And so you want to, if you are on a true allergy elimination diet, you have to eliminate everything. So you have to get really good at reading labels on your food containers. So anything you purchase, you want to look really carefully, because you'll be surprised at what hides in all kinds of things. So if your problem is that you think you're gluten insensitive, or you're milk insensitive, you're sensitive to milk or corn or soy or whatever it is, you avoid that for a minimum of 6 weeks. Completely, 6 weeks. And then at the end of 6 weeks, you can start adding a small serving of that in on day one. If you don't see any effect on day two, you can add in two servings. On day three, three servings. And you don't ever have to go past that. If you're not getting an allergic response by, you know, bloating, constipation, a rash, a headache, whatever it was that was bothering you before, you'll get it back again pretty quickly if you really do have a sensitivity to that particular item. And so if it wasn't that one and you're still having some issues, you can try the next thing. So if you started with milk, then you could try wheat, there you could try corn, whatever it is that's really bothering you. Now, if you'd like to contact me for a little more information or some guidance to help you through that, you can reach me through my website at www.simplehealthnetwork.com. Or for even more information or a quicker response, you can find me on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Or you can join my blog, which is omgallergyfree.com, where I regularly post recipes and all kinds of relevant health info, and you can contact me and leave me messages there as well. So, like I said, there are all kinds of options of ways that you can get a hold of me. So I want you to know that I am here to help you. Now I'm going to take one really quick question and then we're going to go. And that one is on the subject of soy. And this person wants to know, is soy actually good for me or bad for me? Well, the jury's out on that one. I have to say, this is a topic that will probably take an entire show. We'll probably devote an entire show just to the whole topic of soy and issues with soy. So what I want to answer in the short run is that soy, if it's fermented and it's organic, you're probably better off trying that kind of soy rather than one that's just a conventionally grown with all kinds of genetic modification. And fermented soy would be things like tempeh, soy sauce, tamari, things like that. miso. So those would be the things that if you want to add some soy into your diet, those would be great places to start. But this hour went by so fast. It's like lightning speed for me. So I hope that you found it interesting. So I want to thank you for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a really wonderful time chatting with you, and I'm sorry I couldn't get all your questions answered. So next week we'll be exploring more on the subject of food allergies, and I'll be answering all the questions we didn't get to today. Now remember, I'm here every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific time, where you can always find out more simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week, and I look forward to talking with you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.